1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the shadow of the White House, Vice President Harris vowed to put country over party and warned that former President Trump is obsessed with revenge and personal interests.
We're at the Ellipse. This is exactly where Donald Trump spoke to protesters before they mobbed the Capitol on January 6th. And Vice President Harris gave her message of unity and the future that she envisions with the backdrop of the White House. So she painted a very vivid picture to Americans about what it would be like for her to be sitting in the Oval Office versus Donald Trump.
ABC Selena Wang. On Fox News, Trump told Hannity that he'd never heard of comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage during Trump's rally in New York on Sunday. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon was released from a minimum security federal prison in Connecticut, completing a 4-month sentence for contempt of Congress for refusing a congressional subpoena. He said he's finally out of being a political prisoner. This is ABC News.
The person who stood at this very spot.
I can't imagine it's a big deal. I've done more for Puerto Rico.
He's done more for. Here are your political insights from AB. Oh, good Lord. Here are your political insights from ABC News. Less than 1 week till the election, Vice President Harris rallied at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., choosing the site because of what former President Trump did there almost 4 years ago.
He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week, but if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy in the overnight with upper 60s by sunrise. Look for showers and storms to develop on Wednesday. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, south to southwest winds over 35. Heavy rainfall into your Wednesday night. It's 75 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Marquette University Law School's newest poll drops, and I'll have Charles Franklin to tell you all about it. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour 2 of our program today. One of my favorite newsletters that I get in my inbox periodically is Sabrina Hake's. SabrinaHake.substack.com is the website. SabrinaHake.substack.com. Her Twitter handle is Hake_Sabrina, which is kind of the other way around. But a day or two ago, or three, she published a piece titled, Elon Musk, You Are on Notice. Trump may be immune for soliciting violence, but you are not. I thought this was fascinating. Sabrina's an attorney. She's a federal trial attorney, 20-plus years, specializing in First and 14th Amendment defense. She's a contributor to numerous law journals and publications, including the Chicago Tribune. And so I wanted to get her on and ask her about what she was saying here. And here she is. Sabrina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. So I'm glad to be here. I think the mainstream media has done a fair job covering what Elon Musk has been doing, trying to buy this election. We've all seen it, the $1 million lottery, et cetera. It's repugnant to anyone who understands that's illegal. But I would like to talk about something more discreet.
Mm-hmm.
The election crimes that he is, the election shenanigans, many people think are illegal. I believe that the Philadelphia DA will handle that. The feds will handle it eventually. But nobody is talking about his potential liability for inciting violence. Elon Musk, I believe, if you're listening, you're getting bad legal advice. You do not have the right to say whatever you want to say because you think it's protected political speech. Elon Musk has this shtick about being a free speech absolutist, but there's no such thing as free speech absolutism. The First Amendment has never protected fraud of any kind, election fraud, consumer fraud, disinformation fraud of any type, threats, speech integral to criminal conduct, verbal assault, libel, defamation, incitement to criminality, conspiracy or incitement to violence. And I think this is where, Mr. Musk, you are running into problems. Under ordinary negligence standards, if you do or say something that causes harm, the allegation is that defendant knew or should have known that what he was doing could lead to this outcome. Trump has said that he didn't mean for J6 to erupt into violence, and he had enough plausible deniability because he said assemble peacefully, but he also said fight like hell. Fighter, you won't have a country left. And in the context of what he has done, we now know, and Elon Musk is on notice, that Trump means it when he calls for violence. There have been 54 different cases so far where people have engaged in violent criminal acts, and they've invoked Trump's name in doing it. The J6 defendants, there have been 210 of them who said on the record that they felt like they were following Trump's command when they showed up and engaged in violence. So, Mr. Musk, you need to understand that the U.S. code makes solicitation of a crime, of a violent crime, a felony. And there are state and federal codes that say the same thing. Normally, if you engage in violence, you're personally liable. If you solicit someone else to engage in violence, you're liable. And if you are doing things to parrot Trump's calls for violence, you too are running amok, afoul of the law. It isn't just that you are posting, hosting the internet that you have turned into a hate, you know, just freeform hate, but you are also posting things directly. I know you think Section 230 will save you because you're just hosting the platform, but if you're amplifying algorithms, if you are reposting hate messages of violence, if you are commenting, if you're doing anything to amplify what could be construed as a call for violence, you have a very good probability of being sued if violence does come out of it. We know now that Trump called people to the ellipse on J6. We know that several people died in that mayhem. But we also know that you are personally posting things. I think I just saw yesterday something that you posted, Mr. Musk, showing a gladiator beating Kamala Harris, or a figure that had Kamala Harris's face on it. That is an invitation to violence. It's juvenile and ridiculous, but is also going to support a claim of liability if violence comes out of that. You've also said repeatedly, since Mr. Trump had a couple of assassination attempts, by the way, by Republicans, you keep saying that, and nobody is trying to assassinate Kamala Harris. You may pass that off as a joke, but it's not a joke. And if someone does try to assassinate her, you're going to have blood on your hands. And you
make
need
it clear
to be-
you're speaking to Elon Musk and not to me.
That is correct. I want Musk to get this message because I think he's getting bad advice. He thinks he can say whatever he wants to because political speech is protected. And under the First Amendment, political speech is protected. But that doesn't give you carte blanche to say whatever you want and to engage in violent rhetoric. And I do want to bring a recent case to your attention. The case was Counterman versus Colorado. It was a Supreme Court case. Went to hearing after J6. Justice Kagan wrote the opinion. And we don't have to get into your head and prove scienter. We don't have to get in your head and prove that you intended violence to ensue, which is what Trump keeps saying. Well, I didn't mean for this to happen. Whether or not it's a threat or it's just political rhetoric depends on the circumstances. And the circumstances here are that we now have a track record of Trump supporting violence. We've got 54 different separate cases of violent acts where Trump's name was invoked. And we've got 210 people from J6 who said that Trump told them to do it. So you cannot say, I had no idea that this was coming. In an ordinary negligence case, a defendant will say, well, this is too outlandish. I didn't know that he would pick up a gun and do that. I didn't know that this would happen. But given the context of what has happened in the political violence realm since Trump has been mouthing off about it, and since you've been involved, you are personally posting violent imagery. You are personally encouraging people to engage in political violence. You're not going to get away with that if it happens. I certainly don't hope that it happens, but given the context and given this decision of Counterman, Colorado, we don't have to prove that you intended anything. Counterman versus Colorado says that the state has to show that you consciously disregarded a substantial risk that your speech would encourage violence. It means we don't have to prove that you meant it. So you can lie and say you didn't mean it. You can lie and say it was a joke. Every time you talk about someone killing Kamala Harris, you call it a joke. It's not funny. But we only have to show now that you consciously disregarded the risk. All we have to do is show that you are reckless. And your reports, your repeated calls for violence, you're joking about violence, this ridiculous gladiator stuff that you've posted where Kamala Harris is being assaulted, that's not a joke. It's not funny. And it is certainly reckless. And I believe if you keep this up, or if anyone gets attacked based on what you have encouraged them to do, you're going to be held liable. And if Alex Jones can be fined $1.5 billion for lying about Sandy Hook, imagine what a jury will do to someone much, much wealthier if they believe he caused the violence. So you're on
Yeah, and it's a great rant, Sabrina, and it echoes your brilliant Substack piece, which everybody listening should subscribe to your newsletter. It's free, and it's remarkable.
It's called the Hake Take. Just want to let you know.
The Hake Take. Yes, thank you. H-A-A-K-E. But let me ask you. I mean, you're a seasoned attorney. You've been through this more than once, and sure. I'm just wondering if it is possible in America for a billionaire to be held to account.
Absolutely, it has to be. I mean, he's thumbing his nose when Philadelphia's DA filed the lawsuit for the $1 million lottery, which is an election crime.
Right.
Elon Musk's response was to post the next winner of the $1 million lottery. I believe the only thing that's going to hold him to account is civil liability and potentially criminal liability.
No, I get that, but the same is true of Donald Trump, and he has spent several $100 million on lawyers, simply pushing things back, pushing them back, pushing them back, pushing them back. Now, I suspect you agree with me that probably if he loses this election, he will face certain punishment, but it will be coming from the federal government. It won't be the civil liability that you and I are talking about. I mean, isn't it possible that Musk could just basically postpone this stuff indefinitely by gaming our legal system?
I think anything is possible, but I don't think it's likely that he's going to get away scot-free forever. We may not get the satisfaction in this election, but even Trump has been named in civil suits coming out of J6 for the families of the people who died as a result of it or had brain injury or other injury. Trump is not going to be able to get rid of those suits, even with immunity. What he was doing was clearly not as president, but as somebody who is trying to defeat the outcome of an election. And Elon Musk needs to understand any civil immunities or criminal immunities that attach to a president will not attach to him. Anything that Musk and Trump do between now and January 20 are clearly as private citizens, so that he won't have the advantage of even being able to make that argument if he is defeated in this election and he calls for more violence, which they've already begun. They've been laying the groundwork for this for months by calling the election fraudulent. They're clearly trying to set up another basis for a violent attack to dispute the outcome of the election.
Yeah.
I believe civil and criminal liability will attach at some point. If Trump is elected, of course, he will pardon for the federal crimes. He can't pardon for state crimes. And I also think this business about Musk having commerce with Putin, while he's one of our biggest defense contractors, he's getting over $15 billion from the Department of Defense for SpaceX and other activities. And I think that is going to be looked at. So I don't think he'll skate forever. I think this is a good way to start putting him on notice. You cannot claim that you didn't know violence would happen. We all know.
I got it. So, Sabrina, I have just 60 seconds left here before we hit a hard break I can't control. It seems to me that Donald Trump is fighting for his life. He knows he's going to go to prison if he loses this election. Do you think that Elon Musk is doing the same thing, that he's throwing in with Donald Trump as aggressively as he is because he's concerned about his own liability? And he thinks Trump will protect him?
Musk is trying to regulate the regulators. He has said that he's called them bastards. He's in trouble with the FAA, the National Transportation Safety Board, the National Labor Relations Board, the Clean Water Act, the Texas Commission. I mean, he's in trouble with a lot of regulators because he doesn't seem to follow the environmental requirements that attach. He doesn't want to be regulated. Very few oligarchs do, but too bad.
Yeah, he seems like, I mean, ever since he was an illegal alien here in the United States, He has always thought of himself as above the law or beyond the law or beyond the reach of the law, and it certainly seems that way. Sabrina Hake, The Hake Take is her newsletter. It's published over on Substack. SabrinaHake.substack.com is the website, or just go to Substack.com and plug in Hake, H-A-A-K-E, Take, and it'll pop right up. Sabrina, thanks so much for dropping by.
No, thank you.
Great rant. Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day. Is how a right-wing machine stopped an abortion ballot measure down in Arkansas. And is Trump's promise to young men a threat to women?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with those and more. Stay tuned. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely gonna budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise some red flags for you. And big dog food companies know that. So they split it up into different ingredients. They fractionate it. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
With flags we wave and grand proclaim, but look closer and you'll see the founders wouldn't share their glee. Betrayal of the right, twisting truth and life. The founders' vision clear, they turned it into fear. From secular foundations, they preach their fabrications. Betrayal of a right in the name of might. America, a secular crown, first of its kind.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, John. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fine. Good. What's on your mind?
Okay. I've been surprised that not that many people have made the connection between Puerto Rico is garbage and America is garbage that Trump said last week.
Yeah.
Garbage can.
Yeah, that comment has been largely ignored as just, oh, it's just Trump doing Trump again. But he said right. America has become a garbage can. It's breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you also got to remember in humor, conservatives are not very good at it.
Yeah.
And the reason being is to be funny, any kind of a joke or anything, there has to be a grain of truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there isn't, there's no joke there. That's why all they do is punch down and, not very funny. And it's hard for them to be self-deprecating. Can you imagine Trump being self-deprecating?
No.
In a humorous way?
Yeah, that's why he doesn't do the roasts, like the
right.
White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Right. And this is why the jester was one of the most important persons in the kingdom, because he was right. The only one that had permission from the king to criticize him.
Yep.
And he kept the king informed about what was really going on.
That's correct.
And, in a comedic manner. But anyway, I was thinking about giving out Trump-style Halloween merkins this year. What do you think?
Trump masks, you mean?
No, merkins.
What's a merkin?
It's a thing that a person puts when they're missing pubic hairs. They sell them.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm sorry, Bill. I don't know what you're talking about.
You never heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, M-I-R-K-E-N.
Okay. And this is not something I should be talking about. Okay. Sean says cut the. This is a word that I don't know, so my apologies. All right. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the shadow of the White House, Vice President Harris vowed to put country over party and warned that former President Trump is obsessed with revenge and personal interests.
We're at the Ellipse. This is exactly where Donald Trump spoke to protesters before they mobbed the Capitol on January 6th. And Vice President Harris gave her message of unity and the future that she envisions with the backdrop of the White House. So she painted a very vivid picture to Americans about what it would be like for her to be sitting in the Oval Office versus Donald Trump.
ABC Selena Wang. On Fox News, Trump told Hannity that he'd never heard of comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage during Trump's rally in New York on Sunday. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon was released from a minimum security federal prison in Connecticut, completing a 4-month sentence for contempt of Congress for refusing a congressional subpoena. He said he's finally out of being a political prisoner. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy in the overnight with upper 60s by sunrise. Look for showers and storms to develop on Wednesday. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, south to southwest winds over 35. Heavy rainfall into your Wednesday night. It's 75 at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, Chelsea Koken swings in to talk about Hoo-Ah, Wisconsin's Veteran Suicide Awareness Ruck March.
And Amanda Reap, director of the DePere Historical Society, talks the city's connection with Stephen King. Join us.
In reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why Louise and I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Justice was blind, but now it's hard to see. Money talks louder.
Minutes past the hour, and this is an absolutely fascinating story here. How the right-wing ballot or right-wing machine in Arkansas stopped a ballot measure. There was a ballot measure in Arkansas. People went out; they had to get 90,000 signatures, and they got over 100,000 signatures across all 50 counties in Arkansas. That was the criteria, and those signatures were certified, and they had more than they needed. This was 800 grassroots organizers in Arkansas worked on this thing, and thousands of volunteers, went out and got ballots and signatures. And the Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston rejected this, and the Arkansas Supreme Court backed him up, and here's why. They claim that now this starts out with a guy named Ronnie Cameron. Ronnie Cameron is a poultry billionaire from Arkansas. He's one of the most important right-wing power players you've never heard of, to quote The Guardian's Stephanie Kirchengessner. He's a conservative evangelical Christian, donated tens of millions of dollars to anti-abortion causes. You know where this is going. He was the single largest donor in the fight against the abortion movement, the abortion amendment. And he's the chairman of this chicken company, Mountain Air Farms. So he also donated $3 million to Trump's candidacy in 2016. And apparently, in exchange for that, Trump weakened federal oversight of the poultry industry as he was receiving millions of dollars from Mr. Cameron. Cameron also funded the Jesus Fund, which has donated over $159 million over the last decade to the National Christian Foundation, which is a multi-billion dollar charity that is the single largest funder of the anti-abortion movement in the United States. So you get who the actors are. Thurston, who is Arkansas's Secretary of State, challenged the petition. He said that they had not submitted the documents that were required to name the paid canvassers and confirm that they had been properly trained. So he eliminated 14,143 signatures, which took it down to 88,000, which meant they didn't meet the 90,000 threshold. Now, the group that was, collecting the signatures said, we submitted all the paperwork, everything's fine. Well, it turns out that the law says that the paperwork has to be stapled to the top copy of the petitions. And they didn't staple it. I don't know if they paperclipped it or just set it on top. And so Sarah Huckabee Sanders, tweets, the far left pro-abortion crowd in Arkansas showed that they are both immoral and incompetent. And then the ballot measure goes to the court. Now, judges are supposed to be nonpartisan, which brings us back to our chicken guy. When Sanders announced, the governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, announced in June 2023 that Cody Hyland, a former U.S. attorney who served as the head of the Arkansas Republican Party, would be appointed for a vacancy, she boasted that this would make Arkansas, it would give Arkansas a conservative majority on their Supreme Court. He became one of four justices to strike down the abortion amendment. The major majority decision was written by Justice Rhonda Wood, who is, guess who, funded by billionaire Ron Cameron's Mountaineer Chicken Company as one of the largest individual donors to her election campaign and had months earlier been endorsed by the Arkansas State Republican Party. The three dissenting judges said that Thurston, the attorney general, had made this up out of whole cloth, that such a requirement even existed, that it needed to be stapled. The dissenting judges said the majority's endorsement of Thurston's rationale was inexplicable. And Arkansas law makes it clear that they should have had time to fix this, in other words, to staple the paper. And apparently the law doesn't use the word staple, but nonetheless, the abortion is not going to be on the ballot in Arkansas. Or is not on the ballot in Arkansas, I guess. I don't know if they're early voting there or not right now, but it won't. It is not on the ballot. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday, accurately by the New York Times, reported called a carnival of misogyny. Susan Milligan is writing over at the New Republic today. This is Trump's promise to young men. I am your retribution against women. That's what he's saying. That's his message. Grant Cardone, a self-styled business guru, likened the Democratic nominee for president to a prostitute, saying that her pimp handlers will destroy our country. Another speaker called Harris the devil and the Antichrist. Tucker Carlson mocked her racial identity and said that she was low IQ, which is Donald Trump's favorite slur for black people, black women in particular. He called Letitia James that. He called Fannie Willis that. When Trump running mate J.D. Vance mentioned Tim Walz, the crowd erupted into tampon Tim chants. This so-called comedian said Latinos love making babies. There's no pulling out, bloody, bloody, blah. I'm not going to do the whole joke. These were not just off-the-cuff remarks. These were deliberate. These were deliberate attacks on women. This is all part of Trump's strategy to make America masculine again. He knows that he's lost women because he overturned Roe v. Wade. And so he's trying to get young men on board by saying, I'm your guy. This is what Susan Milligan says. She says, Trump is giving them license to say whatever they want about women, and his campaign is an implicit promise to give them control over women, including women's bodies. This is aggrieved young men who feel they've been robbed of their male birthright to power. So this is Trump's closing argument, to put women back in their place and restore men to total supremacy in America. Trump called Harris S-word vice president. He continued denigrating Kamala Harris on the Joe Rogan show. He called her a very low IQ person. He said, some of these women, they're so stupid, Donald Trump said. And, you know, bragging about Arnold Palmer's penis size, he goes on, you know, I love, you know, it's just weird, right? Stephen Miller also got in on the Alpha Male Act. Stephen Miller, who does a great Joseph Goebbels imitation, he has some dating advice for young men. He says, show that you're a real man. Show that you are not a beta. Be a proud and loud Trump supporter, and your dating life will be fantastic. Yes, women just love that, don't they? And then Tucker Carlson comes out and says, Trump is going to be the father to the nation, who he's very disappointed in. He says, when daddy gets home, you know what he says? You've been a bad girl. You've been a bad little girl, and you're getting a vigorous spanking right now. I mean, this is all, this is basically the Trump campaign now, is men will make you more powerful than women once again. And I mean, this has been going on ever since at the Republican National Convention when Trump walked onto the stage. What was the song he was playing? James Brown songs. It's a man's, man's, man's world. She notes, ironically, Trump embodies the very feminine qualities he disparages. He's highly emotional, he throws tantrums, and he gets his feelings hurt easily. As retired pro wrestler Dave Bautista told Jimmy Kimmel, look at him. He wears more makeup than Dolly Parton. The guy's afraid of birds. The guy's barely strong enough to hold an umbrella. He's got jugs, big ones like Dolly Parton. You know that dance he does? He looks like he's whacking off a pair of giraffes. Yeah, right. All right, big guy Donald Trump. All right, so what's on your mind today? William in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hey, William, what's up?
Yes, Mr. Hartman, good to talk to you. Last time we talked, I was trying to warn you against the Speaker of the House, Mike...
Johnson.
Johnson. I sometimes call him Mike Dixon, but same thing. But Mike Johnson, he spent 30 years getting where he is, and that's another story. I'm calling you because you talked about history, and history repeats itself. The silent majority is going to determine the outcome of this election. And it's a good outcome.
And it's not Nixon's silent majority. It's Harris's silent majority. Is that what you're saying?
The silent majority.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. But, you know, the silent majority was a phrase that Richard Nixon started to describe racist white men that he could appeal to by his coded racist rhetoric. But I think that you're talking about the silent majority is now the Harris majority. It's now people who are sick and tired of the racist white men. Is that your point?
And reluctant to show themselves. Yeah. Republicans, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be...
I think a lot of Republicans are voting for Kamala Harris. I mean, we're seeing a lot of early voting by Republicans, and I don't think they're voting for Donald Trump. You know, these are a lot, and disproportionately women who are registered as Republicans. And I think that they're paying attention to Liz Cheney. I really think they are, William. I think you're right. William, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. This is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural healing solutions for everything. Stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now's the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com. Code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair. On air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see the ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise a red flag for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, we should push wheat to the top of the label. It gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, and it's easier to miss. And it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why we love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy, our dogs love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. The fairness doctrine went down in flames, and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the telecom act. The right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence.
Turned off the light. Air America rose. A flicker of
it's 8 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Ricky in Castro Valley, California. Hey, Ricky, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, real quick. So, remember Trump delayed aid to Puerto Rico for nearly 3 years.
That's what I thought. I didn't have the details right in front of me, but I thought for sure that he had delayed aid to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and he also did to California after the wildfires.
Right. Although that got truncated because his own advisors came to him and said, "No, you've got all these Republican voters in California. You can't piss them off."
Mm-hmm. Hey, but real quick, I want to thank you for handling that call earlier when my man was totally in despair about the election. I was like, good Lord, it's too early in the morning for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick.
I mean, come on, man. But see, Tom, you handled it so gracefully, and that's why I love your show so much. I mean, I don't know how you can handle some of those callers that sneak in to get beyond Sean and start spewing all kinds of nonsense. Yeah. And I know you got to go. You know what's really kind of weird is that they took a bite out of every racist apple during that freaking rally.
Yeah.
And so we're really focused on the Puerto Rican comment, but they ripped every. I mean, you got black folks eating watermelon.
Yep.
Latinos not knowing how not to have babies.
Yep.
I mean, this is insane. And this is coming off the Haitian thing.
Yep.
They are totally into hate. And
it's all they got, Burke. That's all they got. I mean, they want tax cuts for billionaires. They want deregulation for the oil industry. They want to further pollute the planet and poison our children. Nobody's going to vote for that stuff. So all they've got is hate.
No. No. And lastly, what is going on with Mike Johnson? Every member of Congress is up for election. Have we heard anything out of Louisiana in his seat?
He's gonna win easily. He's in a safe district. He's got no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, exactly. Thanks for taking my call. I won't hold you up. I know you got a long line, but thank you very much. Have
good
a good
job
day.
And thanks for your kind words. Lee in Duval, Washington. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm going to blow your mind here.
Uh-oh.
And I got set up, so there's a part A and a part B, so please stick around for part B. But what I'm saying here is that Donald Trump is a dupe, and he's too stupid to know he's a dupe. He's a dupe to Vladimir Putin, but not only that, but to Elon Musk.
I agree.
I've been researching.
Musk is running Musk wants Trump to become president because he thinks he'll then run the government, essentially.
Yeah, but there's a reason behind that. There's a lot deeper, more sinister reason behind that.
Okay.
The reason Putin has been grooming Trump is because he's in the fall of the Soviet Empire in 1990. In the fall of the Soviet Empire, I'm looking at you on the screen, so I'm getting all thrown off here. Let me just quit looking at you there. The fall of the Soviet in 1990 is, I think, Russia realized they couldn't defeat the United States militarily.
Sure.
So they went to Plan B, and the Plan B was to defeat the United States from within. And I think when Trump and his big ego and his need for approval came along, they just like imagine these KGB guys seeing him and going, okay, that's our guy, that's our wedge in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've written about this, and you also talked a lot about how oligarchy does not like democracy.
Correct.
Anyway. So there's an article, and I'm just going to throw it out there, because what if Trump has been a Russian asset since 1987, and it's in the New York Intelligencer? I don't have the date. I think it was written during Trump's tenure, but it's by Jonathan Chait.
No, that story's been around for a long time. Trump went to Russia with his wife, Ivana, whose father was a KGB informant. And he was wined and dined, and he came back to the United States and bought ads in three newspapers saying that it's time to pull out of NATO. I mean, they got him, and they've had him ever since, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. Let me get to the second part.
Oh, you got I'll give you 10 seconds.
The BRICS meeting with... Oh, come on, Tom. You got to give me time on this. It's too important. Can you hang me over?
No, I can't. Sorry, Lee. It's 57 minutes past. Well, we're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126.
That's 800-253-8100.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.